Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steelworks in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city and said its forces did not need to take the factory. Russian forces were hitting the Azovstal complex with airstrikes and trying to storm it, according to a presidential advisor. The biggest battle of the conflict has raged for weeks as Russia seeks to capture a city seen as crucial to its attempts to link the eastern Donbas region with Crimea, the Black Sea Peninsula that Moscow seized in 2014. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday the remaining fighters had been securely blockaded at the steel plant. On Thursday, President Vladimir Putin had declared the city liberated and ordered his defense minister to block off the Azovstal complex rather than try to storm it. Russian forces have bombarded Mariupol, home to more than 400,000 people, before the war for weeks, leaving a city in ruins. Ukraine estimates tens of thousands of civilians have died and says 100,000 civilians are still there. The United Nations and Red Cross say the civilian toll is at least in the thousands. Russia has said the invasion it launched on February 24th is a special military operation to demilitarize Ukraine and liberate its population from dangerous nationalists. Moscow has denied targeting civilians. Ukraine and its Western allies call the invasion an unjustified war of aggression. Russian forces have made no major gains in the last 24 hours, though, and that's according to British military intelligence speaking on Saturday. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron is in pole position to win re-election Sunday in France's presidential runoff.